KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday, the 18th day of August for 2017. Topping the news today, a solo vehicle accident on Argonaut Lane near Kennedy Flat Road snarled traffic and knocked out power for a time yesterday. According to reports, at about 2 p.m., the driver of a Nissan Pathfinder was traveling northbound towards Highway 88 when, for unknown reasons, the vehicle began to swerve and struck a power pole. As the power pole fell, a transformer at the top of the pole struck the roadway, bursting open and spilling fluid onto the surrounding area. Another vehicle came upon the accident and was unable to stop in time and drove over the downed lines, stopping on the lines. The driver of that vehicle was ordered to remain in the car until PG&E could confirm that the lines had been de-energized. The road remained closed through the early evening as crews replaced both the pole and transformer. PG&E reported only a handful of customers were affected by this incident.
And Amador County fire units rolled to a fire at the Ampine Fiberform plant yesterday morning. First reported as a structure fired about 3:30 in the morning. When crews arrived, they discovered the fire was isolated to the bag house, which captures sawdust and acts as a filter for the plant. According to reports from the scene, an equipment malfunction caused the early morning fire in the filtering system. Crews able to extinguish it without damage to any surrounding structures and remained on scene for a few hours. The exact cause of the fire is still under investigation. Crews from Amador Fire, Cal Fire, Jackson Fire Department, and Sutter Creek Fire District all responded.
Apparently that was the bag house for Sander number 2, we're being told. Well, a new set of fire restrictions go into effect in the El Dorado National Forest today. Wood and charcoal fires will be restricted to designated recreation sites, and other fire-related activities will be prohibited until the end of the fire season. Forest Supervisor Lawrence Crabtree says the fire risk situation in the forest and in California as a whole has reached a point that restricting campfires to campgrounds is now the appropriate thing to do. Now, questions about fire restrictions, designated recreation sites, motor vehicle use, and even the cutting of firewood on the El Dorado National Forest can be directed to the Amador Ranger District. Their number is 295-4251.
And Caltrans hosting a career fair later this month, inviting members of the public to learn more about jobs available within the department. Caltrans will have info on careers in maintenance, administration and traffic operation, environmental surveys, engineering, and more. The free event includes program info booths, hiring process assistance, and info on current local job openings. Computers will also be available on site for applicants to submit info online. With the passage of Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act, which is projected to raise a total of $54 billion through 2027, Caltrans is expecting a workload increase associated with accelerating construction progress and projects and addressing deferred maintenance needs. The Caltrans Career Fair will be held Monday the 21st from 9 to 4 at the San Joaquin County Robert J. Cabral Ag Center in Stockton. For more information, email askrecruitment@dot.ca.gov.
And the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee is seeking a theme for this year's event. The theme ideas should be centered around the following: Calaveras County history, country living, Mark Twain, rodeo, recreation, agricultural commodities such as poultry, cattle, and the like, fairs, and other creative ideas that represent the area. Fair themes in the past have included boots, chaps, and cowboy hats, herd it through the grapevine, spelled H-E-A-R-D, like, you know, herding cattle, and expect the best. You can mail your slogan suggestions to P.O. Box 489, Angels Camp, or email them to Lori@frogtown.org. Once the slogan is selected, then the artwork will be developed by a graphic artist. The person with the winning slogan will receive a VIP package to this year's Calaveras County Fair. Entries are due by the 8th of September. This year's fair runs May 17th through the 20th at Frogtown.
And once again, Jackson Fire Department has teamed up with Amador Stars to go pink for the month of October. Jackson City firefighters are raising funds to help those fighting cancer here in the county by selling shirts designed for the Jackson Fire Department. The shirts are the same ones that the city will wear all month long, and now so can you. That's the city firefighters, I should say. To purchase your shirts, go to booster.com/2017JFD and select the style of shirt you would like and your size, and they'll be mailed directly to you just in time for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This year, men's and women's tees, long sleeves, even sleeveless will be available. Order your shirt today. The campaign closes September 16th. After September 16th, this year's shirts will no longer be available.
And Plaza's annual charity barbecue is this coming Saturday. The day-long event starts at 8 in the morning with a craft fair, a live charity auction, horseshoe tournament, and more. The delicious beef-in-a-barrel barbecue will be served at noon from 8 to 11. After dark, we'll provide entertainment. And the proceeds from the day's event benefit the Interfaith Food Bank. You can visit plazasresort.com for more details.
And get your tickets today for the second annual Taste of Amador this Saturday, tomorrow, at Hanford Court Park in Sutter Creek. Putting the spotlight on the best our community has to offer in food and drink, all in the name of raising funds and stocking the food bank shelves, the Taste of Amador provides a unique experience for everyone. Guests taste and enjoy offerings of food and wine from restaurants, caterers, wineries, and breweries, all in the name of paying it forward and helping an amazing nonprofit, the Interfaith Food Bank. Last year, the event raised over $7,000 for the food bank. The Taste of Amador is tomorrow from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Hanford Court Park in Sutter Creek. Tickets are available at multiple locations. You can purchase them at the food bank, online at jacksoncasino.com, or at the door tomorrow evening. But if you plan to purchase at the door, only checks or cash. No cards will be accepted at the door. Again, that's Taste of Amador tomorrow at Hanford Court Park in Sutter Creek from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.